Welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show, a dad's point of view on KZSB AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station. Oh my gosh. We are in the middle of a very special show with special guest Sherry Coben. It is a show about family movies, the good, the bad, the ugly, of which we've discussed a little bit of all of them. As this is our last segment, Sherry, let's discuss what other recommendations you might have of movies we haven't discussed.
Okay. I'll just give you a list with a little bit of description in case you'd never heard of it.
Because we may not have all heard of Castle.
Okay. No, I know you haven't, but now you have and you have no excuse. Okay. A Christmas Story. Mm. Great family film.
Now, what's that scene that everybody remembers? The kid licking the pole?
Absolutely. Just a great film. And so many iconic Gene Shepard. Just great film. A slightly more obscure film. Again, looking for movies about girls was important to me since I have girls. If you have girls, you cannot miss World of Henry Orient. It's Angela Lansbury, Tom Bosley, and Peter Sellers, and two terrific kid actors. It was from the 60s. Great film.
As I recall, that was one of those movies that used what was then the special effects limit of Hollywood and pulled it off pretty well, didn't it?
Nope.
I'm mixing it up?
I think so. But okay.
I'm mixing it up with Journey to the Center of the Earth or something like that.
Yeah, this was no special. This was about girls who crush on a very famous pianist and stalk him.
Mm.
It's a great film. Breaking Away, another great family film. Paul Dooley, one of my favorite fathers on film. Another great family.
Breaking Away, that has more of a teen focus, correct?
Yeah, but I think that's fine for kids. I mean, you're not going to take a three-year-old because it's boring, but an older kid, there's really nothing not to see in that.
And it's about winning and losing.
It's about everything. Yeah. It's a great film. Best Years of Our Lives, another great film about families and another great black and white classic.
And a long one.
And
so
you
got to make
gotta
sure
wait
they're
until
old
your
enough
kids
to
are
sit
ready.
Still.
Yeah, but you got to train them young. Same with Miracle in Morgan's Creek, Preston Sturges. Great. Enough slapstick to keep little ones interested.
Well, everything Preston Sturges did was brilliant and black and white.
Oh, yeah.
But
here's a color one that's old that's fantastic. And again, Margaret O'Brien, one of the best kid actors ever. Meet Me in St. Louis. Great film. And then
Judy Garland in that one also?
She sure was.
Yeah, of course.
She sure was.
What was the main song in that they sang at the train station? There were a bunch.
Well, the trolley song.
Oh, the trolley song. That's
not
that's
quite a train, but yeah. Last year's Fantastic Mr. Fox, I think, was a great family film.
Hmm. I didn't see that one.
Well, you have older kids now, so you didn't have to.
That's true. That's true.
But it's good.
The animation in the trailer just looks
beautiful.
It's really
beautiful. Check it out. Is all I'd say. It's really great.
What was the one with the penguins that was so good? The documentary.
March of the Penguins?
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Documentaries are always good. There was a great documentary last year that I would recommend for families called Babies. Really good.
I've heard about that one.
Really
good. Got to see it.
Really great.
I can come over anytime, right, and check them out from
your
library?
Got them all. Got them all sitting right there. Yeah. But, I mean, I could go on for probably another day and a half.
Well, you've got about two more minutes, I think.
I do.
So
well, then
let's continue.
Okay. How about Iron Giant? Did your kids love that?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Again, basic animation, too. It wasn't
really
about
good.
The animation.
No, but beautiful story. Really good.
Mm-hmm.
The Goonies. Really great family film, I think.
A Spielberg film.
Really good.
Well, E.T., if we're talking about Mr. Spielberg.
Absolutely. E.T.'s classic. And in Tim Burton, my kids were really into Beetlejuice and Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Hmm.
Really into. But
before
that's
speaking of a hero being brought down, Pee-wee, it's sad. No, I don't think he deserved to be brought down. I mean, it was a case of the media just destroying someone.
But he's back, so he's got his show
he's
on
back.
Broadway.
Pee-wee is back.
And he's awesome. So there you go. Singing in the Rain, great film.
Oh, that's my all-time favorite movie. Thank you.
Babe, great film. How Green Was My Valley, if you've got kids, we'll sit through
Black
that.
White again.
Great movie.
That's
Miracle on 34th
John
Street.
John Huston? Was that John Huston, How Green Was My Valley?
I don't think so, but I don't remember who it is.
It directed
Could be.
It.
Don't know.
Who was the lead in How Green Was My Valley? It was Henry Ford. Wasn't it Henry Ford?
Henry Ford.
Henry
Fonda? No.
No, Henry Fonda.
No, it wasn't.
No? Oh, gosh, you corrected me. We only have a minute left, so I'm going to have
Miracle on 34th Street. Philadelphia Story. Okay, keep going.
No, don't go anywhere, Sherry. I want to thank you so much for joining us for this special show. Maybe you'll be willing to come back and we do another one on television.
Of course.
I mean, you being from that genre and quite successful in it, we could do a show about families and television.
Absolutely.
And have part 1 through 10
sell
the DVD set of it. I want to thank my support team first. The ever so helpful Richard Dugan, who's putting up and waving fingers in my face right now to say we're out of time. And second, my cheerleader, Les Carroll, our station manager. And third, the man who makes me look good on the video feed, though I wish he'd changed the angle of that camera, but that's why I wear a hat now. Thank you, Dylan Haley, and of course, the Santa Barbara News Press for giving me this great opportunity. Thank you again for joining us, and please remember, be the best mom or dad you can be. Goodbye for now.